I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast episode number 611. We have a personal beef about this show. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, the original girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Siri, sitting in for Ninja Sister and Pandalicious. Before I begin, I must explain that this episode contains language of an explicit nature. Although we label all our episodes with an explicit tag, this episode is more explicit than usual, so if such language offends you, or if you are in the company of minors, you shouldn't listen to this episode. Ninja's best friend and her children often listen to this show, and we warn them specifically not to continue listening to this week's podcast. Here is how Ninja and Panda have discussed the subject previously.
By the way, the other night Andre was listening to a bunch of clip-its, you know, because he works putting together clip shows or clip themes for a while, and evidently, I'm just going to say, you and I talk about raunchy stuff way too much when we think nobody's listening. Because I was in the living room, and all of a sudden I hear your voice talking about dicks, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm talking about boob size and other, and I'm just like, wow, us. And I was like, what is that for? And he's like, the future.
We cannot put that on iTunes.
It's tagged as explicit. Technically, we can't.
No! Nikki lets her boys listen to us. We cannot be talking about dicks
and
titties.
We need to know when that is going to happen so I can give Nikki the high sign.
Not this week.
Because I do. I've done that for a couple of episodes where I'm like, hey, the boys should not listen this week.
When they're older, they're curious. Yeah.
This is a 17-plus episode. No joke. Look, I let my kid listen to your podcast. Well, you really shouldn't because it tagged it explicit because we use naughty language. And now every other word out of their mouth is fuck this, fuck that, and also fuck your mother. And
titties. Now he says titties all the time.
It's really inappropriate. He's seven.
This is a clip show featuring the creative ways the sisters have used dirty language during the past 12 years on the podcast. These clips include other voices as well, including Magic Mystic Girl, King Baby Duck, Nick Chester, Ross Thibodeau, Lawrence Mayer Young, and Xenocore. You can listen if you would like, but don't say we didn't warn you.
Welcome to 2015, y'all! Woo!
It's the first podcast of the new year.
It's the first podcast of a new year, Panda.
Holy fuck.
Holy. I'm so glad you got those fucks out of the way.
Had to.
Because we are an explicit podcast. So
that's not changing anytime soon.
No, I resolve to never change that. We tried to do that one time, and the amount of editing that goes into taking all of those words out, it's astronomical. It's just crazy.
It's a fuck ton of time.
It really is, because, you know, and people ask sometimes, like, do you really curse that much? And I'm like, yes. Actually, yes. It's not a personal note or a thing that I do.
I curse in my sleep.
I do. I curse in my sleep. I curse in my waking time.
Shit, damn, fuck, damn.
Oh, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. You know, those are good words. Because sometimes you need adult words to really convey the feeling that you're having. Sometimes gosh, dilly, darn just doesn't do it.
I mean, sometimes it works for me.
Sometimes it works. You know, especially when you're trying to be funny. But sometimes, oh, you need a motherfucker in there. So, you know.
And like, and you're not really allowed to run at this point because they really want you to realize that you're heading into shit.
Oh, I remember.
You are in for shitty McShit time.
Yep.
Shit.
And just in case you forgot, this is an explicit podcast.
Yeah.
Jugs are for fart huffers.
Ew. That's nasty. Ew. Like, man, what are you hugging?
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. With all the things that we just talked about over the last 2 hours, the one that makes you both at the same time go, ew, is Bart Huffer.
Yeah, that's nasty. Okay. Who wants personal beef? That is okay. Nasty. You wouldn't. So you kiss your mother with that mouth? Really?
Apparently we know where the line is now.
Obviously. Okay, we can talk about sex, we can talk about incest, we can talk about animated porn, we can talk about drugs,
we can talk about scenes in uncomfortable places.
We can talk about people being pierced to death, but if I say Fart Huffer and that's when we cross the line.
I'm okay with everything, but like bodily functions.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
I'm picturing like this like wasted drug addict person in the corner with like this plastic like paper bag. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Farts. It's like nasty. Ew. Like, man, you want a hit of this? No, I don't. Thank you. Like, no way. Ew. That's nasty.
That's the funniest image I've had in my brain all day. Thank you very much for that. I needed that.
I really do curse like that, by the way. When I get really upset, I curse like I have Tourette's, and it's just one big long stream of curse words.
I'm not creative enough to do that. I can't think of enough curse words. I'm just like, damn it, fuck.
Fuck, shit, piss, mother, bitch, ass, sore in the shit, piss, son of a bitch.
I'm also white, so I don't know very many swears.
Oh, man, no, I know a lot of them.
And I'm not creative enough to make up my own.
Oh, yeah. Fart, huffing, snore, eating, bitch, ass. Yeah, yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, I can't do that without laughing.
Well, the fart huffer does make you laugh.
But for some reason, it makes a man.
Both Ben and I went, ew!
I know, for some reason, it freaks you guys. I was like, with all the things that you guys could have a line with, that's the line? Really? I'm like, we've talked about KY jelly on this show, we've talked about tentacle fucking, not a problem. Fart Huffer seems to be like the ew. That's where it is. I'm still kind of surprised by that. I'm not gonna lie.
It's ESH kryptonite.
Evidently, because it's just like, I can talk about anything. Did you see that anime where the guy like pierced the entire chick all the way through, including and then she died. I can watch that. That's not really a problem. But I say Fart Huffer, and it's like, oh, whoa, wait a minute.
You've gone too far.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. Graphic depictions of people being pierced all throughout their bodies until they die. That's a little disturbing. The idea of somebody huffing a fart.
You stop talking about it.
See? There goes the ew. That's... That is funny to me.
That's so gross.
Like, I have
issues with bodily functions.
Obviously. Okay. Obviously. This is really weird to me. Because I'm like, I know the kind of anime that Amanda watches, and the kind of hentai that she watches, and the kind of hentai that she owns. And I'm just like, alright, I know for a fact that you've watched some really fucked up shit.
No, it's really funny. I'm a very strange person. It's like, I don't mind pain at all. The part that really bothers me is when it itches, when it's healing. That drives me nuts. I would rather be in continual pain for the rest of my life than have it itch when it heals.
Yeah, no, I'm not there with you. I don't like pain at all. I also don't like the itch, so I understand half of where you're coming from, but not so much with the pain.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, it hurts because it's pain, but...
Oh, no, but it bothers me. I don't care about the hurt. It bothers me. Andre, I tell you, whenever I hurt myself, I am more pissed off at the fact that I hurt myself
than that it hurts.
I'm usually pretty curious. I'm like, so what exactly did I do to myself? And then I poke at it and, you know, usually end up bleeding again. And
yeah, that's, you should probably not do that. Just as a general thing going forward, you should refrain from that. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I'm going to recommend that you not do that. The fine user community over at the YouTube there found this section of the game, because you gotta play. It's like 30 hours into the fucking game before you get to this piece. I said get to the piece.
Oh, that took me a minute. And
put a couple of the different scenarios up on YouTube. Now, there's only two scenarios, but if you look at all the damn videos,
you did, there was a lot more.
An untrained, non-gamer, zealot-type person may think that the game is nothing but sex, which, of course, is what happened.
Wait, it's nothing but butt sex?
Well, no.
Just kidding.
So what happened was a couple of people went to the YouTube and looked for Mass Effect, and the first thing they found was the sex video. So then they looked at all the related videos, and I guess they didn't look hard enough to realize that it was the same scenario over and over again with just different designed characters, because you get to craft how your captain looks.
Yeah.
And threw a shitstorm about how this game was nothing but sex and it was a perversion and blah, 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 bad for children.
Hey, everybody loves sex.
Low sperm count. They need to shut up. Blah, 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 blah.
Sex, 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 sex.
And one of these people even got interviewed by somebody on the news there. Uh-oh. And then they brought in one of the developers of the game who tore him a new asshole. You know, it's pretty sweet. But it just got me so upset because, one, I haven't even gotten to that part of the game. So now it's ruined for me.
Oh, so now you know that you're probably going to be having some alien.
So now I know as soon as the video starts that's the one that starts the will you or will you not initiate the sex thing. So it's not even going to be a surprise. And then here's the thing. So I'm watching the videos on YouTube. It's not even all that good. I mean, it's just like kind of like strobe light, so you like see a glimpse of this and somebody's lower back over here. And I'm talking about the lesbian one, because the hetero one is kind of hot, because it you do get to see,
you get to pound her nasty.
You don't get to see her pound her nasty, but she's pretty well satisfied when everything's all said and done.
Okay,
but you get to watch her naked body kind of saunter down to lay on to yours, so you do get to see booty and boob.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw out the other B word.
But you never see Commander Shepard if he's a dude naked.
And then when you're all tiny penis.
And then, of course, when everything's all said and done, like, she gets up to go back to her station. She's still naked, but you're completely dressed and sitting over on a couch.
See, because the only thing that he's got that's big is his ship. He's
but
nervous.
If you're Captain Shepard, Commander Shepard, whatever, and you're a woman, then Liara, who is the
alien,
the science officer that's on your ship, comes to you to let you know that, you know, you only have a few more minutes before you're about to go look for this thing, and you may never have this chance again, you know. And of course, my brain, like, starts playing that we may never pass this way again, like, thing in the back of my brain. And then, if you say yes, she, like, dives into your face. I was like, whoa, shit, she's kissing her.
See, that's right? What I don't get. That apparently if you're a chick and you're the commander of a spaceship, they think you're a lesbian.
Yeah. Because pretty much you're like, yeah.
It's you horrible, but it's true.
Yeah, but it's just like, yeah, you want to do this? And then, like, literally, there's a line, like, if you say everything in the positive way, and she's like, yes, I've never been more certain in my life, Commander. And you're like, well, just show me what to do. And then it's like,
holy shit! Don't tell me she says that.
Yes! That's what you say!
holy shit, I need to buy this game.
Okay, and you're just like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah,
oh,
this is all just like, this is all one more reason why I need to get
holy
massive.
Shit. Like, okay. I'm really going to have to go and get this game, and I'm going to play through 30 hours and be like, oh yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, save right before that point, and then just play that point like 10 times. I know.
Okay. Like, magic, come over to my house. It's alien sex and it's lesbians.
Alien sex, now with lesbians.
And so, lesbian
but
design.
It's not even like you get to see, like, you know, there's no fluid or anything. Not that I'm saying I don't want to see fluid, but I'm saying, like, it's just like a snap of a body here and a snap of a body there. And the whole sequence only lasts, like, 5 minutes because they got to get the wham-bam done because they're going to, like, certain doom here.
You gotta please miss it.
But, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm going, why is this such a big fucking deal? I'm like, oh, because it's actually done really well.
Yeah,
and convincing.
Why. Well, the fact that the alien lady, like, dove into your chick's face.
Oh, yeah, because then she's like, depending upon the answers you give, you find out that the alien chick was, like, a virgin.
Oh.
But okay. The way that she dives on, you're like, fuck me, you've been practicing. I'm just
like
saying.
Like, you're an educated virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when they say that. It's like, you're a fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
Anyway.
Anywho.
TMI.
So, I'm just to the point now that I actually rescued the science officer, and she's part of my crew, and I just went and fucked up her mom because she was under mind control and shit, and I'm looking down.
Did you bust a cosmic cap in her ass?
I did bust a cosmic cap in her ass. But I'm looking down at my save because it tells you how many hours that you've been playing and what hour in the game you're actually in. And I'm only 7 hours in. I'm like, fuck! It's like 23 more hours till I get laid. Shit!
Hey, that's only a day, dude. You could sleep half of that away.
No, you gotta play it. It only counts the time that you play.
Oh. Oh,
yeah,
that sucks.
So time doesn't keep running when you ain't playing, motherfucker.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah! I gotta put in actually 23 fucking hours before
yeah,
I can get laid.
Easy. At least you know some poon is coming.
Space makes you
of
horny.
Of the alien variety.
No. I'm telling you, space makes you horny.
Apparently so. Space makes
even
niggas horny.
Yeah, even if it's only digital space.
Yeah. And I mean, and they're hot. I mean, it's good poly on poly action. But
I need
not,
to construct
but I need more. I don't need, like, if you're gonna do the sex, don't fucking tease me. Okay,
I know,
it's a mature rated game. Just fucking
rip
bring
off
it
your
on.
Shit, let's get it going.
Okay, I'm a grown ass adult. If I'm able to buy the game because it's rated M, that means I'm 18 years old. I know what a sack looks like. I've pretty surely seen a penis by now. I have HBO, for Christ's sake. I watch Rome. I know you did. I've seen boobs. I've seen pubes. Just fucking animate it.
Oh my
get
God,
it
I can't
over.
That you just said pubes.
I said pubes. Yeah, I said it.
I can't believe I just said pubes.
You said it again.
Oh my God.
Just fucking do it. Don't gingerly step around it. If it's integral to the story, then fucking do it and do it with gusto and let me do it and possibly control my character while that's happening.
I apologize for the language, but also sorry, not sorry.
With one of the Methuselah that's on the good side, who's a chick and is totally hot, she's like, the Duchess of Moldova, she's like, okay, well, you totally need to relax, Esther, and you're a guest of the Empress, so let's take a bath.
I must tell you everything. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I must tell you everything. Let's take a bath. So they
Let's
get
go
naked,
bathe.
And they get in the tub, and then her boobs are bouncing, and they're talking about all this serious stuff, and just like, yeah, I guess you really can only have a serious conversation when you're in the tub.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I was definitely sad to hear the news that, you know, Disney was going to pull out sometimes. Oh, such a pervert. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
I couldn't help that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
you was, could. You could have helped it. You nope. Just, your inner 13-year-old boy would not allow it.
Anyway. Pull out.
Perv.
Anyway, no, but really, because we have seen companies, point my finger at you fucking Square Enix, who struggle to keep their big things, like their big nostalgia, Final Fantasy, alive on two legs. And at this point, it's really kind of hobbling on, like, one foot that has, like, a weird disease on it.
Like
it's got a fungus. It needs some tough actin tenactin.
It's got plantar fasciitis and like 8 warts. Like and it's hopping, and it's not like those staggered hops. It's not even like a confident one. And you know, and we are sitting there. It's like watching a car crash. You're like, oh man, like you can't take your eyes off of it, but you're sure as fuck not gonna help either because you don't want to get it.
No.
But
I draw the line at foot diseases.
I'm just saying, though, that we see companies who try so hard to keep that thing that people have been obsessed about relevant, and we've seen
past when it should be.
Exactly. Yeah. And for a company, I think, to go, you know what, maybe we had a nice run, but this isn't where our future is. And to be able to step back from that, I think, is far more confident than, no, we'll totally crank out, like, 18 more Final Fantasies because right. No one's bored of that yet.
That's strike number one. I don't like that. If you're going to have a brightness control, it should actually work in-game. It shouldn't make me have to do dick to my TV.
Well, don't do dick.
Yeah, don't do dick. Don't do dick. Wait, no, I do dick. Wait, what? No, different podcast. All right.
You know, you plus, don't want to do dick.
No, don't want to do dick. That would be messy.
Ew.
All right, moving on.
Let's stop talking about penises, you guys.
You brought that squarely from the realm of euphemism right into what you didn't want to be talking about.
Yeah, you could have just said, leave the dick alone. But no, you went straight to penis.
What?
That is some bullshit.
So, Satan's like, yeah, totally, I'll get this guy to love you, but you have to give me your virginity.
Oh,
so she's
Satan.
Like, what the hell did I just do? So it's all about her and Satan, and, like, sometimes she's like, I want Amamiya to love me because I love him, and sometimes she's like, I don't want Amamiya to love me because the second he turns around and says, I love you,
she's
I
got
have to give my
virginity
to Satan. So,
and you know that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, or be, like, well, yeah.
No, yeah.
Be, like, excruciating, like pleasure
like
pain,
demon,
I guess.
Though, or does he look like a demon? Because if he's, like, a hot human, like...
He can change his form. He can change his form. So when he first shows up,
really
he's got big
guy.
Black...
Satan is not going to be nice. As soon as he starts boning you, he's going to turn into, like, this big, red, throbbing, hard, hot, nasty thing that will rip you apart.
Well, apparently,
like from Legend.
A lot of thought.
The guy from Legend.
One girl smuggled a phone in through her anus.
Ooh,
and so
her anus?
Yes, her anus.
Why not the vajayjay? It's a little bit more spacious
look,
in there.
Look, I'm not the one who wrote the story, okay?
That's true. I'm all just right. saying. Either you have, I mean, like, a satchel or, like, a wristlet. And I would rather put it in my satchel than
just,
my wristlet.
I have no realistic comment for that. I don't disagree, I guess, is the only thing I could say.
I'm going to keep my comment to myself.
Smart.
But
it wasn't the same vibe that I got when I was at the Nintendo event, because those people, and the majority of them, were straight up hardcore journalists, not a whole lot of gamers there. And the thing about the Nintendo environment was, as they started announcing and showing off and demoing things like Wii Fit and demoing the Zelda game on the ZS and demoing how the wrestling game was going to work with the Wiimote and the Nunchaku, people got damned excited. Okay, when they saw Wii Fit, there were people who applauded it. And I'm like, we're about to pay Nintendo $50 a game to make us exercise. And there are people who are like creaming themselves about it.
I cream myself about it.
Yeah, but you're talking about lotion. I'm talking about a different type of...
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Now, the difficulty for me, and what some people I think are going to gripe about, so Amazon's going to need to address this, is day one delivery for me means, because of my UPS guy and the route that he runs, 6 p.m. So unlike a midnight release or a digital release that you get right at midnight, and you could start playing that moment and have, if you take the day off from work, the whole day to play... With Amazon, you're going to be waiting till your UPS guy delivers that. And for me, it's 6 o'clock, so it's not even worth me taking the day off to play a
right.
game if I'm having Amazon deliver it.
That would
I'm not
just
gonna
be,
get it till 6 o'clock.
it'd be better for you to just take the following day. That or, you know, you leave early from work. Oh, no, I got sick. I gotta go home at like 3 o'clock.
I gotta go home because Uncharted came. I mean,
lady problems. But
yeah, something's wrong in my vagina. I gotta go. And my boss is the guy to be like, I don't just go.
He's like, oh nope, you said vagina, leave.
What? Right. I can't just go and come back when it's okay. Don't tell me. Just come back.
Like, when it's patched up, return to work.
Exactly. I don't... if you need a patch or a pill or... I don't know. Just come back when you're fine, and let's not ever talk about this again.
Yeah, they are definitely fuck buddies, which...
They're swingers. They jump.
It's fine to have a fuck buddy. There's nothing wrong with fuck buddies.
As long as you're able to distinguish that that's what they're there for.
Exactly.
They're not there to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. They're there for you to fuck.
And then that's
maybe go see a movie afterwards.
That's Panda? Totally Panda, podcast. That's totally another podcast.
Sorry.
Not this episode. So moving on.
And that game is primarily a Thelma and Louise game. Like, the majority of the game is Chloe and Nadine. Sam gets thrown in there in the back end, but it's really these two. Yeah, I know. I realized I was trying to keep going so that you wouldn't pick up on it.
Nope, totally caught that in the butt.
Sorry.
But
I'm an adult.
Because the first place I went to apply for a job was a porn store, so I'm gonna turn the mic of A Thousand Truths into a porn magazine in a brown paper bag that says "Don't open till midnight."
Oh my god! I knew somebody who got paid $200 to have this photo shoot where he jacked off, and then he was in boink.
Whoa!
It was so awkward.
Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
I looked at it. Really? A friend of mine bought it, so I had
to... Oh wow.
Oh my god. No, but when we found that out, we went around to like all the porn stores and
trying to find
looking for this issue. So,
oh wow.
Yeah.
200 boink. I was about to say 200 boinks. $200 boinks to shoot off. Wow.
Yeah. Well, the really bad thing is that he wants to be an actor. So
it's like
way to kill your reputation before you even start.
No, not even. He gets his exposure, and then, you know, eventually there could be a giant scandal about him being in porno pictures, and then they'll show him the picture of
you
him in boink.
You just used the word exposure. Tell me
what?
You used the word
exposure.
Yeah,
well, in more ways than one it was.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
Totally another podcast that's never going to happen.
But, you know, dude.
We're totally
going
to talk
about it. I give you kudos for that, man, because, you know, I don't know too many men that are my friends that are willing to shoot off... And be photographed.
Yeah, so, especially for only $200.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe you just like showing your penis and hey.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, so take this dirty magazine of A Thousand Truths.
I really don't want to.
Well, you don't have to take it. Don't take it out of the bag. Not
until
midnight.
I won't take it out of the bag.
It's ESH at midnight. Meow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Bow chicka wow wow.
I curse a lot. A lot, especially on this podcast.
But if you're a person who likes that and can manage to do multiple things with multiple fingers, this is right up your alley.
Sorry, went to a dirty place. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But anyway.
Yeah, but I know at one point we were struggling with staying explicit or not, because some people who were commenting on our thing,
we
on
didn't
iTunes,
struggle. We had one person that came through, because this was back in the day when you were taking
comments
really, really to heart on iTunes.
Oh, I was.
And you were like, this lady said that she'd really like our podcast, but that we curse too much. Can we just try to not curse?
And then we were like, you're like, yeah, we can try.
I'm like, we can try. I'm like,
and we did the intro. I remember this, and we were doing the intro, and I was ready to not say the fucking best, and you were like, the fucking best. And I'm like, no, you ruined it. Because I totally, and I mean, that whole episode, I know I did not use obscenities, but then you doubled up on obscenities to cover the ones I was not saying.
Just to make the point.
I think we have to go back. I believe we both tried.
And it just didn't work.
And something happened towards the end, and I think I said, shit. And then you're like, we're not cussing in this one. And I was like, fuck.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's not even, it's too hot to be singing Christmas carols about snow.
I know, it hit 90 today, isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, it's September.
I have balls.
What if it's hot during the summer?
Off.
I'm sorry, did you say if you had balls?
Yeah, if I had some, I would, they would have been burnt off by the excessive heat in the pants.
You have heat in your pants?
No, okay. I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing a skirt today.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice.
What a effing N-word with the hard R at the end. What an effing N-word. He dropped the R-word. I want to say it was a couple of days, but it might have only been one real full
Wait,
day.
Wait, the R, the impaired, like...
No, G-G-E-R. I mean, yeah, I'm...
You said R-word.
Sorry.
You meant N-word.
Yeah, I meant N-word.
So I was like, he said the R-word too? I actually wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know that. The N-word with the R on the end.
Okay.
Okay.
The hard R.
The hard R. But never the hard R.
Never the hard R.
Never the R word.
And then when you get in the fight, the thing that is really cute, like the first thing that you battle is a poo enemy.
A poo? No.
Yeah, it's called a snake poo.
A snake poo.
Snake
P-O-O.
Yes, a snake poo. And the little thing, it looks like a coiled snake, but it's coiled up to the top, so it looks like a turd.
Does it unravel and like then looks like a snake?
No, it stays raveled like a little turd.
Oh my
and
god.
And you fight it, and there are
so wait,
snake
you fight
poos.
Shit. You're literally fighting shit in
You're
this game.
You're literally fighting shit in this game, and that made me play it over and over again, the demo.
Like, man,
I hate turn-based games, but I'm like, I'm going to beat this piece of shit. And then I'm going to beat the zebra piece of shit.
Like, Goku can save the world. I'm going to fight shit.
Exactly. And I'm just like, that's too much fun. And you know me, Panda. As much as I hate RPGs, I can see you be like, man,
I kicked that shit fast. Yeah, fuck that shit.
I kicked
fuck that
food.
Shit. I downed it. I killed it. I killed that shit. Yeah, you killed
exactly.
that. Yeah, I killed that shit.
And that made me feel good. And that alone made me play the demo over and over again.
Wow.
So if you just want to beat shit up, literally, Blue Dragon is the game for you people.
It's better than going outside and smashing shit because I bet you wouldn't feel nearly as good as you
no,
would killing
because,
this
and
shit.
And then you would stink because you'd have shit all over you.
Yeah.
Shit is not tidy, people. So
Ninja Sister likes to kick shit's ass.
I do. I like to beat up snake poos.
Yes, you do.
I like to beat the poo, 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 poo. I like to beat zebra poo. I like to beat quacky poo. All right, so anyway. I'm definitely going
to... I can't even think of anything to say.
I know. The first time I saw it and I saw a screenshot, I was like, that does not say poo. And I looked at it again. I'm like, no. He's curled up like a little turd. And he's zebra striped, and that does say zebra snake poo.
After the shit fight back? Like, did
yeah,
it do
the
anything?
Shit fights back, and so then you see the little shit hop across the screen and slap you.
Snake Ew. Poo strikes back.
Snake poo heals, and you're just like, oh, damn it.
It's like, man, that shit owned me.
I got owned by that shit. That's not right. So, yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's too funny, and I'm probably going to keep playing the demo just to see what other types of poo I can fight. I mean, there are other, you know, beetle-looking animals and things like that, but every time that you break
but why
into a fight
defeat a beetle poo, when you can defeat shit?
Exactly. I mean, why fight that when you can see zebra
Now, wait,
poo?
when you killed this said...
It vaporizes.
So it vaporized, but did you get any rewards?
Yeah!
Was there gold in the poo?
Was there gold in the poo? No, but sometimes there's potions.
Ew! I would not take a potion from a snake poo.
Oh, you'll take the potion from the snake poo. No, I won't. You'll like it. And you'll use it to heal people. And
you're like here, I got you this have all your health, but you can use it here.
Yeah, put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that came out of a snake poo. What?
Drink it, it'll make you feel better. Fuck you, I'm not drinking that poo shit. So, yeah.
My muscle memory kicks in, and I'm, like, back at home in front of the boob tube because, you know, now our TVs don't have tubes in them because they're flat screens.
You said like, boobs.
I said boobs.
Rector no one guy. Should be fucked in their eye cavity.
Ew. When have you ever seen that? No, oh. You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
And the thing is basically you're starting on the far end of the map and then you're progressing through the rest of the story. And as you look at, I think if you look at the planet, you'll realize that, oh yeah, that makes sense because you're starting at the farthest out point and you're progressing to an area that literally is going to be on the top of the screen in the left. So that's why you're starting always at the same point
right.
on the planet. And I think that that will happen for every planet that you visit. I think the thing that will change in the game is that you're going to visit other planets.
Right.
It's not just these missions on Earth and the two missions on the moon. Or at least the three missions that it looks like they're on the moon.
Well, I mean,
right
the
now.
Fact that part of the opening thing shows people landing on Mars, I feel like we're probably going to visit, if not all of the planets, which I feel would be really awesome. I would enjoy that because, you know, that'd be pretty cool. I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about visiting other planets.
Yeah, like I want to visit all of them. Like I want to visit Pluto and Saturn.
Pluto is not a planet though.
It was though.
I know, but it's not now.
And now it's like a dwarf star. I want to visit that dwarf star and I want to visit Uranus.
I'm not following that statement.
I want to visit Uranus. I want to visit Uranus. Yes, I mean your butt. Just kidding, I mean the planet.
I have nothing. I have no response.
That's going to be a clip that will haunt me for the rest of my adult life.
Like, serious and for real, I have no response to what you just said. I also got the extra strap. And then this weird thing. I still haven't figured out how I'm supposed to use that yet.
Is it a dildo?
No, because if it was a dildo, I'd know how to use it, dumbass.
Bow chicka bow chicka bow.
No, but in mine, I got a magnet picture frame holder.
Magnet picture frame?
Yeah, it was weird. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to put in that.
It's the time on the cast where I turn to my sister and say, I'm out.
You with peace, me? Bitches. Titties.
You're so cute when you say titties.
Keep your titties classy.
Keep your titties classy. I had one guy invite me to party up, and I, against my better judgment, accepted the party invitation. And I shit you not, the first words that he said to me was like, so are you really a girl? And I was like, yes, I am, in fact, a girl. And he's like, oh, cool, cool. So I have a question that I want to ask, but I don't want to be rude. And I was like, are you going to ask me about my boobs? And he's like, I might. And I was like, well, thank you so much for inviting me to your party. And I left the party.
That sounds like the most, like, genuine way to even be a dip. Like, I want to ask you this thing that I know you're probably going to interpret the way that I actually mean it, but I'm going to say it in such a way that makes you feel less threatened about the thing I'm about to say.
Yep, that's basically what happened. Like, I don't want you to feel threatened by this.
It's like,
but
I'm not racist,
but I do want to know about tits.
Like, I'm not going to tell you to make me a sandwich, however...
If you're going to the kitchen...
If you happen to have a knife in your hand, I have these two pieces of bread.
I like mayo. That's all I'm saying. Like, and so I was like, nope, nope, and no.
Nope,
so we're done.
I have not run into that in a very long time.
Yeah, and I have my list set up so you can message me if we're friends. So I'm sure that he wanted a message to be like, please don't be mad and don't, like, report me or anything
like
that.
How old did this douche sound?
I'm going to guess that he's
17?
No, he's older. I'm going to guess.
22?
It's probably in the 20s, like early 20s.
I can't.
That's what he sounded like.
I can't even.
Yeah. Because I give 14-year-olds a pass because hormones make you do stupid things. So, and you probably have never seen, like, real boobs before. So I give, like, young kids a pass, but...
Don't give those fuckers anything.
Once you get to be, like, 17 and you're still asking dumb shit like that, I don't even deal with you. You need something to play it on. You don't have a PS3 or an Xbox 360.
Santa, I would love an Xbox 360.
And a copy of a $170 game called Rock Band. I've been a girl this
year.
I've been a girl this year.
I have been a very
girl.
Aw, yeah. I could have been a really good girl. I haven't been bad.
Right. I didn't say that you were bad. I said you've been a girl this year. Is that not an accurate?
But I haven't been very bad either.
Right. I didn't say or insinuate you've been bad.
Dear Santa.
All I said was, Dear Santa, you've been
like
a very.
$50 gift card towards. An Xbox 360.
Or any of the following games.
Games.
There are panels, more so this year than any year that I've attended, that are more about inclusiveness.
Yeah.
And understanding the community is more than just dudes in their basement that play games. And that is
always...
And girls
with their titties out.
I can't.
I play games.
I'm just thinking about titties. No judgment.
Body empowerment. Hey,
we like titties.
I guess.
Some of our closest friends have titties. Okay, so Goku, like the whole thing in Dragon Ball is that he doesn't know dick about the planet or really what's going on with people.
I don't think he realizes he's an alien either. That he came from another planet.
Right. Okay, so all that's going on. Somehow, though, he magically figures out sex. And not only that, but because he's from another planet, you would think maybe wouldn't be able to
reproduce with something. Yeah, they're not
compatible. Yeah, totally knocks out a kid that has more Saiyan in him than human. And you're like, Qua? Like, it seriously bothered me. I'm like, this isn't being addressed at all. Like, he just magically one day goes from being really, really young and naive and not understanding anything about life or death or money or anything like that, but figures out how to, you know, do the horizontal mambo.
Fuck. Yeah, I know. I don't get
I
it either.
That conversation.
I mean, I thought it was
boys
really funny because,
penis.
You know,
girls
they...
have a vagina.
I think it's kind of like that whole Jesus thing. You know, at first we see Jesus as a kid finding out that, you know, he's God. And then all of a sudden we see him again and he's like 30. It's like, so what happened in that in between? It's kind of same.
Yeah.
Goku, that not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now he's an adult and he's
so
married
he found
to Chi-Chi
and
he's got
a
kid.
He learned to fuck? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't want to look into this because you know what? Maybe they're trying to link Goku to Jesus. Again. Anyway.
Pretty sure.
But I mean, and it's funny because later on, when they shift into Dragon Ball Z, you know, Winnie's older. You know, they must have.
I missed that.
It's in the second volume of the Bible that never got released.
I don't need the titties to have a good time.
My titties are attached to me, so they're gonna have a good time when I have a good time.
I roll with the set. I'm good.
But if I could leave them home for a day, I would do it once. I would do it once.
Now, at the same...
titties, you stay home. Mommy's gonna go have some fun.
You stay here. I'm gonna have. I just want to see what a day with like
without you is like.
Just one. I promise. Then I'll come back and I'll appreciate you so much more. Okay, I lost you again there for a second.
Oh, good. Well, we shouldn't talk about Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, that would be... That is not this podcast.
I'm sorry, but I'm really upset about the Superman-Batman movie.
Don't be upset.
Because we already know. We know what's going to happen.
No, we don't. We don't know.
We know we that suspect. Superman gets beat. By Batman.
We suspect.
We know it, and I'm not spoiling because, you know, unless you didn't read the comic or, like me,
or maybe research. Maybe the movie's going off canon. You don't know that?
I doubt that.
It could happen.
You know what else could happen? I could sprout wings out of my butt and fly in circles
it's a possibility. I could.
Will it happen? There's, no.
Okay, according to Bioshock Infinite, there is, in fact, a lighthouse that goes to a world where that happened.
Where everyone has wings on their butt.
Not necessarily everyone, but you sprouted
wings on your butt. I sprouted wings on my butt and flew in circles.
Okay, so it's a possibility.
Okay.
All right. Now, is it within our realm of possibility?
No.
No. Is it within a realm of possibility? Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like that
now,
idea.
Now.
I reject that reality.
Well, most people should. Wings on an ass. Just don't. I don't like anything about that at all.
Well, I mean, if you're tired and you don't want to walk, then you could, like, hover over the ground.
That's, I don't want to, I don't
with want. With your wings. Ass up.
I don't want ass wings.
Ass wings.
Okay.
Swings.
Did you like her in the orgy episode where she finally gets to fuck?
You know, I was so disappointed because I was watching that in the theater and I was like, yeah, we're dancing. Wait. Oh, that's not dancing. That's
a different orgy. Kind of
oh, damn. They done sprung an orgy on me. They ain't even.
Because Lord knows when, you know, my town is being invaded by, you know, outside mechanized alien things.
I get horny.
Party. I'm going to party.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. No, I'm not going to stow myself away or try to save the children. No, I'm going to fuck.
Nope, I'm going to I'm going to get some glow sticks.
Go to a rave. Woo! The end is near.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not so much.
I couldn't. Like, I just kept dying, and I started getting rage poops. I kid you not. Like, Prototype won, and it took me a bit, because I'm...
Prototype made me angrily shit. I'm excited about Heavenly Sword. I hope to God that it plays a little bit better than it did at E3, now that it's about to ship, on the 14th. That being said, I'm... more excited now that I've played Streets of Rage 2 from the arcade to see things like Burger Time. And I'm going to say it just because I think that it deserves to be said. Things like playing Q-Bert and just straight up Tetris. More so than these games that are striving so much more for reality. I don't think that I'm really ready to blow up people-looking people. I think I'd much rather run away from smiling sausages and build burgers.
I run away from smiling sausages all the time.
I was trying to make, like, a poignant remark here, and you had to take it to a really naughty place.
I got the clap that I'm giving it to you. I got the clap giving it to you. I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? You do, you do. Rochelle's got the clap, and she's giving it to you. Rochelle's got the clap, and she's giving it to you. Rochelle's got the clap, and she's giving it to you. Who's got the clap? You do, you do.
Actually, there was an actor who kind of reminds me. If this actor had dyed his hair white, he kind of looks like Dante. But I can't remember who it is right now because I'm not really horny. So I'm not thinking about that right now. So that makes it kind of hard. But,
All right, let's do this. So I can do that while I'm still conscious.
Here we go. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda!
I feel like we haven't talked in, like, forever.
It's because we haven't talked in, like, forever.
Like, it's such a long time.
It's been a bit, because we took off a week, and then we had a clip show, and then...
We talked, what but about then... you?
Huh? I've added you. It says you're in here.
No.
Okay, I'll call you
again. False.
I'll do it again. Add to call.
No, how'd you add me when I didn't answer? I didn't hear
my current call thing says that you're in the... I'll add you again. All right. Well, at least we only said hi, so... And I have all this recorded, because I always record, so I have all of our stuff recorded.
Penis, vagina.
Penis, vagina.
And the vagina. All right. Okay,
he's really in now. All right, here we go. Take two. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best. Or not.
Sorry.
You know, there's...
Sorry. That was my bad.
No shit.
That was me.
No shit, sis. No shit.
I'm like, oh yeah, we're about to do this. Oops, I missed my cue.
What the fuck? You haven't been off that long.
Holy crap. Sorry. My brain totally flatlined.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
30,000 sharp.
Right?
Yeah.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast.
Yet another episode? That makes it sound so, like, non-enthusiastic.
Well,
like,
it is.
Yet we're here again. Same shit as yesterday.
No, today's shit's better than yesterday's shit, because yesterday's shit smells bad.
And it's old.
Yes. And this is the new. This is the freshness.
Yeah, but old shit doesn't smell as bad as new shit.
No,
depends on how close to the shit you are. You know what?
And how hot it is outside when it's making the sun.
Guys, let's not talk about shit so early in the podcast.
Really, that's another podcast.
All right. We're on the 5-minute mark. We're on the 5-minute mark. We can start talking about that.
Okay, yeah, that's about right.
You can't bang somebody until you learn how to pick things up and put them down.
You can't fuck until you've learned how to walk.
Yeah.
Yuna was so well-rounded at the end of her game, and it was so beautiful when Titus disappeared because he wasn't real. And, like, now she decides to chop off her summoner's dress, put on some short shorts, and become a treasure hunter. I'm like, she just saved the world.
Maybe she just wanted to take, like, you know, a walkabout.
Well, and so then you
save the world.
So then
you'd
be like Rurouni Kenshin and you wander the world helping people. You don't put on booty shorts dueling guns, they didn't get guns until they went to fucking Bavel.
Wait, Panda. But Yuna might. She might not be like the thinking wanderer.
And then
she might be like
and then because her hair is all like nice and short, they like fade out, and then they give her a fucking rat's tail. A giant braided fucking rat's tail and like a tube top that doesn't really tube or top really, and then they give her Riku with a short skirt and a thong, and they give her a Lulu
Panda.
And like belt pants and a cloud sword, and I'm like, what Panda? I am so angry right now.
Panda, girls just want to have fun.
Fuck that noise. Fuck it. Ah!
Two chicks in a bathtub, and you see a sponge first kind of glide over a thigh, then you see it disappear under the water. They're looking at each other, and then one looks the other dead in the eye and says, "Ooh, that feels good." What do you think she's sponging?
Right, I know.
Tastefully done?
Yeah, okay, fine, you win.
She stuck a sponge in her cooter.
You said cooter.
I said cooter, because that's where she put the sponge.
You see this person training, and then you find out it's a female, and then you find out it's a girl. And when you first look at
her... I think the moment you found out it's a female, you know that it's a girl. What's the big deal with panties? I mean, it's not like you're dealing with her corner in Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears or Paris Hilton who, you know, maybe don't have on panties that day. I can understand trying to get an upskirt of them because most likely the twang twang is all out doing its thang underneath their skirts. But just general, like, walking down the street, chick, like, let me see your panties. I don't get it.
Not to mention the way that a lot of girls don't know how to wear underwear appropriately. Will wear low-rise jeans, but wear regular panties.
Why? Oh, Lord Jesus, why do they do that?
I don't know. Because last time I checked, low-rise meant they ride low.
Yes.
Which means anything that sits at regular length can be seen. And then they like to wear their little muffin top shirts that don't fit. Yes, I did say muffin tops. For all those who don't know, you do. You've seen it. You just don't know. And
feel free to say whatever the hell you want, because we are tagged as explicit, so you can be as explicit as you like.
Fuck yeah.
If the boobies wobble anymore, like, the boob physics in this game don't make sense to me, and I'm a woman who has boobs.
You do, in fact, have boobs.
And, like, when I cook and, like, I'm bent over like a soup pot, like, they don't undulate like that. Like, I mean, yeah, they don't, they're not moving. Like, they're just comfortably in the sweater, just hanging out. Like, just don't pour hot soup on us, please. Like, they're not just, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why it's sexy, I guess, to see things move, but...
Yeah, jiggly bits.
I mean...
Jiggly bits always win.
Apparently so.
And then at one point in time, she's got one character that she's fighting, and the camera kind of pans up her leg, and then up the bottom of her dress thingy that's hanging off. Uh-huh. And for a split second, you realize, I don't think she's wearing panties. And I think I very well could have just seen her snatch.
Shut up.
Yeah, I shit you not.
Shut up.
I was watching
no
this.
Way. There's no way they showed crotch.
Dude, I don't think they did, but it looked because it's all the same
now
color.
Wait, is this trailer out? Like, can people see this? Like, do you know where it is? Because you might have to send me a link.
I will send you the link. Because
I need to see this to verify. Because I don't know if I
watch it and you're like, wait. Like, I was watching it on break at work and I rewound the damn trailer and I had a friend of mine come in. I was like, dude, watch this with me. Tell me what you think. And he's like, oh, hot mama, she's hot. Oh, shit. Oh, that's hot. And then at one point he's like, dude, her snatch. They stole her. I was like, dude. That's what I thought.
They didn't. Yes, I'll have to see this for myself. Panda does not believe that Snatch has been shown.
I will totally show you the
because
trailer.
For them to show Snatch.
Well, you do have to.
It's a rated M game, obviously.
It's a rated M game, but you do have to fill out the age thing before you can see the trailer.
Well, that's not going to be very hard.
Right, but what I'm saying is.
But the idea is they put the banner on it.
As long as they put the safeguard up. If you say that you're and that's why I think that's up, because I'm like, dude, I think that's her.
Don't worry, when I watch this, I will confirm this.
I'm telling you.
I don't care if I have to write a piece tomorrow, I'll be like, yes, guys, it's Snatch.
It's Snatch! I should not. I think it's Snatch.
Because anyway. I don't. Whoa.
Ain't that the way?
You know, ain't it though? Ain't it though? Which is really cute, but.
But did you say anus though?
I said ain't it though.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you said anus.
I have a stuffy nose.
So I was like, what?
No.
She wants an anus? What?
No.
What?
I said, ain't it, though. Ain't it, though.
Well, it said anus. It sounded like anus.
No, I didn't say
anus. And that got very heinous for me.
That heinous in the anus.
You know, and this whole time, Shota is conflicted, you know, because he wants to be her girlfriend, you know, a boyfriend. He wants her to, you know, blossom and be happy and have friends, but at the same time, he's selfish and doesn't really want to have that many friends because he wants to be the center of her earth, and in her mind, naive as it is, he kind of already is, so he really doesn't have to do all this work, but he's still doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I say it's a dumbed-down version of His and Her Circumstances, which was a slice-of-life analyzation of, you know, a role model female and a role model male. And you actually look at both of them as subjects and you see them both changing into people.
Right.
And you see her, you know, the main character of His and Her Circumstances, the girl, leave her facade of being perfect and just lets herself naturally be her.
Right.
And you see Arima kind of become dark and a little twisted over the fact that, you know, she has blossomed this way, but he doesn't want her to do that completely because he'd lose his power over her. Like, I mean, His and Her Circumstances was so much deeper.
Right.
Of a story. And they totally touch on a lot of elements in From Me to You in this, but they didn't pull the right ones, I think. So I had a hard time believing that these two would come together as a couple and would last.
Okay.
And, you know, in these type of romantic dramas, you know, where, you know, he's holding back and he's resisting and you're totally expecting that eventually he's going to give in to his, like, desire and, like, kiss her. So, you know, I'm sitting here, episode 1, I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait for him to, like, hold her hand. And, you know, episode 10, he finally holds her hand. Oh, that's great, I totally can't wait for him to kiss her. 15, 24, 25, 26, nothing.
Aww.
It never happens.
That's not
And this whole
cool.
time, she's like, in her mind, I know he's special to me, and I want to be special to him, and I want to be cute for him for the rest of my life, and blah, 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 please stay in my life, blah. And nothing. It is a build-up with no payoff. It's anime blue balls.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool. Nobody needs anime blue balls. Zelda never dates me.
I want to go to there.
I save her ass in Hyrule all the time.
And she's like, no.
Never, ever dates me.
She lets me see side boob, though. Like, once she
lets
me see side boob.
Everybody see side boob, though.
Yeah.
It's like not even anything special.
It's just like,
Ganon got to see it.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Okay?
I know, she needs to do something.
Can somebody just finally make a Zelda game where at the end of it, Zelda at least, like, deep kisses Link for saving her? Anybody?
Somebody?
Fry? Fry?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I feel so bad for Link.
I mean, at least Prince,
all up
at
and
least,
down these dungeons.
At least Princess Peach bakes a cake and gives him, like, a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah!
Like,
I mean, although Peach is a frigid bitch, too. Like, come on.
Hey.
I know this
the
is
longer, the longer they hold out.
Eventually, the plumber's gonna be like, no, fuck you, princess. I found Rihanna, and guess what? All I had to do is, like, fix her plumbing.
Once.
And, she let me fix her plumbing, if you know what I'm saying.
I fixed her plumbing, and then she got rid of a clog in my pipe.
I'm just saying.
Oh, snap! Oh, I just went there.
All right, yours was better than mine.
Yes, it was.
I'll give you that.
Love being a pervert.
You are such a pervert.
I am. But it works for me.
So I'm going to play Second Son. That's a given.
I want to play Beyond Two Souls. They need to stop fucking teasing me with that shit right now. I'm getting really annoyed.
And the fucking meter goes off.
There it is.
There it is. Just in case you missed it.
I like Rosalina.
Don't talk shit.
I actually feel like Luigi should, like, just get all up in her business.
Like, he should really not even be
get up in her
business.
Like, snatch.
What?
Oh!
Why are you so...
And while he does it, he can listen to that world, that song Crash by Dave Matthews
Band. Is it because you're in a tank top?
I'm feeling really gangster right now.
Gangster?
I feel
you lost
gangster.
It. You lost it.
Like,
you're right there.
I feel so gangster right now with my one chain. That's broken.
Oh, this is why we don't do video. And we're completely sober. See, that's
I know!
That's the thing that kills it. I'm usually never sober for these
you
things.
You are never sober.
For these things. Finish the statement.
It's like never nudes. You're never sober.
Shush!
There's so much more respect, I feel, for Link as a knight in this world than they've ever established for Link before. Before, it was just, hey, I'm a knight, and I'm trying to get that push, you know what I'm saying? So I'll do whatever I need to do to get Zelda to be like, you can
I'm
have
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry, you're a knight, and you're all like, what?
Trying to get that royal puss.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, you did. No, I'm just saying, like, the grind was always, hey, I'm this knight, I want Zelda, like, bad, and I'll do whatever I gotta do to get it. And, like, sometimes she's like, no, but she really means yes, and that's why women just need to say what they mean and mean what they say, because you can't be playing this hard to get and then be like, nah.
I don't even have a comment. I don't have a comment.
This is why God made me a woman, because if I were a man, I'd be insufferable.
You would be, seriously.
I would be the biggest of fuckboys.
You would be the biggest fuckboy on the planet.
I would.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you would. All the time. So that's why I was made a woman, so that I could learn how to respect myself and my gender. Anyway.
Work on that. Continue to work on that, because that's definitely a work in progress.
But anyway.
I'm going to give you an incomplete for that class.
Thanks for listening to this Obscenity Lace podcast. We hope we haven't offended your delicate sensibilities. If we have, we'll be back with a new show next week that we hope will make up for all that. Until then, please check out our website at electricsistahood.com. Add us to your bookmarks so you can read all the stuff we're writing about throughout the week. The entire team posts news and reviews on the site, so make sure you hit it up. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can also read our articles on Apple News. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, listen on our homepage on the web, or use whatever app you use to listen to podcasts on your phone or computer. Just search for the EshCast. You can also get it in Stitcher Radio, Google Play, VogueNetwork.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find fine podcasts. If you enjoy our show and the stuff we write about, which includes video games, anime, and general nerdery, make sure you enjoy the other voices in our network of shows. We feature shows like No Borders, No Race, a podcast and website hosted by King Baby Duck over at b3crew.com. Smashbrook.com is helmed by Hamsterman2049, whose weekly video show can be found at twitch.tv/Hamsterman2049. Check out his streams every Wednesday night. Make sure you listen to Phil the Issues Guy. Phil's recap and review is on YouTube. Call in and be part of the show. His archives can be found on his website at issuesprogram.com. Also be sure to visit the team at nerdcrave.com. They do all the nerd stuff, everything you crave at nerdcrave.com. So bookmark all of our sites, subscribe to all of our shows. You can comment on our social networks, give us a follow and a like. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/electricsisterhood, on Facebook at facebook.com/landabesh, on Twitter and Instagram at ESHnews. Ask us questions, comment on the stuff that we post, share us with your friends, let us know if there are games or anime that you would like us to review. That's it for the business. For Ninja Sista and Pandelicious, I'm Siri, and we agree with Mel Brooks, who said, "I've been accused of vulgarity. I say that's bullshit."